USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promoting the framework deal on President Biden's social spending bill. The California Democrat opening a briefing and saying it represents President Biden's big vision for America. The $1.75 trillion measure would expand government while aggressively working to combat climate change. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democrats' Build Back Better framework was thrown together at the last minute.
When the White House rushes out a framework hours before the president comes to the Hill, you know they are desperate and just grasping for straws. This is no longer a Congress where the best ideas compete. They're now competing for a vote based upon when Air Force One lands in Rome.
The cost of the initial bill proposed was $3.75 trillion. USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98. And they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Taiwan's president is confirming a United States military presence in her country.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes, and she has faith the United States would defend the democracy against a Chinese military attack. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL will require teams to interview more minority candidates for top positions. The league's new rule says at least two minorities from outside the organization must be interviewed for coordinator roles, which include offense, defense, and special teams. The same rule will apply for open general manager and executive vice president of football operations roles. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were requiring her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but right. I am absolutely anti-mandate. These are wrong. It violates bodily autonomy. When we allow corporations or governments to tell us what is best for our health, that is a scary place to be.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Florida is suing the federal government to stop the vaccine mandate aimed at federal contractors. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.